So, yes, we just want to say thank you so much for your support this year and all the things we've been able to do with that. So I'm just going to show you one thing that we had an answer to prayer for this year, and that was our vehicle, so that now if you come to the airport, we can get you in, we can fit you in a better vehicle that really goes very well, and that is our Toyota Innova. It's new to us, but it's not new. If it was new, it would cost $1 million pesos, but for us, it cost 600,000, and that was good. It was only has one owner, it's done 60,000 Ks, and it spent a lot of its time in a garage. So there was hardly a scratch. So praise God for that. So, now, the other person that got new wheels is that day was the little girl on the left, Jelai. She's a little cerebral palsy, and she got a new walker with her wheels. So she's happy too. Okay, the next picture that we have that's been an answer to prayer. This is our children's home. Now, you've seen them before, but they're in a uniform that is not the government uniform. We always had to send them to the government school because we could not really see how we could afford to put them in the private school, which we run. My Beth says, you know, there's books, there's so many things that have to be paid for. Well, this year we worked out how we could do that. So now here they are, our children's home kids in their private school uniform. So, and they're doing well too. So that was another answer to prayer. And I just thank you also, some of you who support Bible college students, or you support a child in the home or other things. And there's somebody that sends a bit of money that I put towards fixing the pipes or fixing the well or fixing something. Thank you very much. And there's others that do tools. Our tool shed never looked so good. There's a Bill and Bob's boxes that have been coming with the tools that are very helpful. So from all of us, thank you. And we have another thank you, and this comes from the camp, the one in charge of our children's camp. So I'd like somebody to receive this certificate of appreciation. I don't know who is the best. Where's Pastor Jed? He's probably, sitting right down there. All right, if you come forward, we will now present this plaque. Okay, now I'll ask Grace to come the other side. Come on, Grace. All right, I'll introduce Grace in a minute. But this is our plaque of appreciation from Andrea, who runs the children's camps now. Yeah. But we know you've done it for a long time. So this is to Hope Point Church in recognition for all your tireless effort and constant support to our yearly children's camp held at Hebron, Simpalux, and Rafael Bulacan. We are all thankful and appreciative for all that you have done. This is from myself, Pastor Rio, and Andrea, who now runs the camps. And we are. It is a great ministry, and a great lot is done in that 1 week of children's camp. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. All right. Now I will introduce you to Grace. Grace is one of our senior staff. She's been with us for almost 30 years, and you will hear her story in a minute. She's just going to put some pictures through, and you will hear her story. But she's been with us 30 years, and she's principal of our Christian school. So, okay, I will now leave it to you, Grace.
Good morning to everyone. I'm so blessed to be here with you. This is my second time to travel outside of the Philippines. The first time was in India with my boss, my director, Ati Dayan, last October. And this is my second time. So I really praise the Lord for bringing me here. It was a miracle that I am here with you this morning. I would like also to thank everyone for making us. We are very welcome here. Thank you so much, Pastor Jed, for really, actually being a Filipino is not easy, but I really felt at home in your place. And thank you for making us special. I have my co-stop here before, Ami, and with her husband, Bill, and with her mother, and also my Ninang and Ninong, Ninong Greg and Ninang Beth. I don't know how do you call it here. They are my principal sponsor during my wedding. And, you know, Uncle Hank and Auntie Lenny is like our father and mother in Hebron. That's why every time that they are coming to the Philippines, we really treasured it. Okay, by the way, my name is Evelyn Grace De Mayo, but you can call me Grace. I came from Mindanao. That is the map of the Philippines. I was born in Davao City, one of the cities in Mindanao. And I am very honored that our current president has been a president there for 20 years. I don't know if you heard him, President Duterte. I came from a big family. Next. I came from a big family. I have 5 brothers and 2... Okay. I have 2 brothers and 2 sisters. I have 2 brothers and 5 sisters. And 4 of my parents' daughters married to a pastor. And we are blessed that our parents were Christian, and it was my father and my mother taught us the word of God, disciplined us, the word of God, and it was my mother who really made sure that each one of us really received the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. As a matter of fact, I received Jesus Christ when I was 11 years old. One day, I came back home from school. I told my mom. I said, "Mom, I was very afraid with a dead body." And my mom asked me to sit down with her and talk to me about John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." That moment, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Both my parents are really very faithful to the Lord. And they also taught us to pray every day, to read the Bible every day. We have a family devotional every evening. We pray together, we are giving verses together, and we are reading the Word of God. And next. In Mindanao, there are mixed people. We have Muslims, there are natives, but the Muslims would like to take control the whole Mindanao. That is the reason why there is always a problem in Mindanao. And my father was an ordained pastor. My father's main ministry is in the mountains area. And one day, my father went up to his ministry and he was very thirsty. He asked a glass of water from a one person there. And before drinking that water, he prayed. Then after praying, that glass of water broke into half. Because in the mountain people has this something to put in the water or anything there just to poison you or to destroy your life. God protected my father. God has been really faithful, and God answered our prayers, even as simple prayers. One day, there was a pastor preaching on the pulpit, a young pastor who was preaching the word of God. A Muslim man came and shot him and the pastor died. There was a big fear born in the heart of the believers and the people and the pastors in Mindanao. But my father never gave up. He continued. He is serving the Lord, his service to the Lord faithfully. One day, my father attended a ministerial conference, and there he met a one graduate of Philippine Children's Bible Crusade. That is the former name of our ministry, Children's Bible Ministries. And that lady introduced the ministry of PCBC about the children's ministry. And my father thought of me immediately. And we prayed together. To make the story short, I graduated in pastoral ministry in 1988 at Philippine Children's Bible Crusade. And three young men came from Mindanao. And one of them is my husband. That's my own family. Federico is my husband. And the eldest one is David. He's now married. And the next is Precious. He's now in the university. The youngest one is Luke Moses. Luke Moses is very special to us. He came to us in 2007. A pregnant woman came to Hebron, gave birth, then after one day, left. So, the reason why we gave him name Luke is because after his name with my father, and our director gave him Moses because he drawn out. Praise the Lord. And next. At present, I am the principal of Hebron Christian College. 90% of our students are coming from the non-Christians. But praise the Lord, because our mission is to evangelize, to bring these children for Christ. And our teachers are not only teachers inside the classroom, but also they are pastoring these children. And most of them came to know the Lord Jesus already as their Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. I love teaching children. And one of my favorite is teaching Bible club. So this is my Bible club under the bridge. The children are coming from the poorest of the poor family. And they are not only hungry with the word of God, but physically they are hungry. So that's why every time that I go to that place, I have to bring with me a simple food for them so that to help them, to feed them. So praise the Lord. After teaching Bible club, I am also handling a Bible study. Next, Bible study with the mothers, the same place. So these parents, these mothers are very interested to listen the word of God. And from this Bible study, from this Bible club, we were able to have our little church. Next. That is our little church coming from that Bible club and Bible study. I believe the word of God in Proverbs 22:6, train up the child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. And I am one of those results coming from my parents.
Yes. So you see, for parents, this testimony is a big encouragement, because this is a family of seven and they're all serving Jesus. Even though they've been through trials, they're all serving the Lord and winning souls to Christ and what they're doing. If you would like to, church is a tent church. It's got a tent for its cover. That's why it's got a pinky look, because the tent is pink. Okay. If you would like to help us or with sponsoring a child to help us put them through the school, etc., we have some little children's sponsorship bags. We have 11 new ones this year, and they all need a lot of help medically as well. 7 of them were TB positive. They're probably not now because we put them on medicine straight away. And also, there is a need to help our teachers. They don't get much. They sacrifice quite a lot to be teaching in our school because we cannot afford to pay them all that the government pays them. So if you would like to help us with that, you can see us at the back later. Thank you very much.